This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show at 7.07 Monday morning. Bright and clear outside right now. Hope it's bright and clear wherever you are. You're not all socked in. It's supposed to be pretty warm beginning of the week here and then cool off toward the end of the week.
Mm-hmm.
So
hello, fall.
Hello. What did you have to get here so fast for? It's not fall. We're not even halfway through August. Please, please. Plus, these are the best months. August and September, part of October, just the best months. Warm and nice. Oh, summer stay forever and ever and ever. Right now, caller number 9 instantly wins a pair of tickets to see Lionel Richie.
All night. All night.
Go, Uzi.
I met him once, and he was so nice.
I bet he was.
He was just like cool.
He's a gentleman.
Chill.
Which face did he have when you met him?
He had the face he had in mid-2000s. So it wasn't quite tight.
But it got cut. It was getting a little jacked.
There was some Botox-y going on there.
Yeah.
He was still smiling. You could see him smile. Mm. No frown lines, though. So it was not as tight as it is currently.
All night.
Mm-mm.
All night. Tomorrow play. Hello. Is it me you're looking for? Yeah, there it is. Yeah.
Which song? I think it was Say You Say. I don't know. There was
Paul McCartney? Was that Say You Say Me?
My high school girlfriend to a movie before we even were doing it. To the one he did, the movie he did with Baryshnikov.
Oh, yeah.
I think he was
in
the movie.
Yeah.
Or the song was in the movie. I don't remember, but it was something to do with. Oh, is this it?
Had an awesome dream.
Does it Say You Say Me? I'm not sure if this is from the movie.
Was he a Commodore? What was his old band?
He was a Commodore, yeah.
Play some Commodores this week, too. Make sure it's when he's in the band.
Okay.
Anywho. If you want these tickets, call now. You get to talk to Uzi. We have more interns left. They're all gone.
I know. I'm so bummed.
So we're going to have Nicole come back for Nicole.
It's like I just called her right now. Someone called in sick, so I'm like, hey, I know it's 7 a.m. on Monday morning. Do you think you can make it here by 10?
And can't you?
Yeah. Well, I always go around and call everyone. Whoever answers back first, you're the one.
Oh.
So then I tell everyone else, thank you. Never mind. So.
Nicole, it was a Baryshnikov movie. It was called White Nights, but I can't find the song. You Say Me was the song. It's this one.
That's so funny. I totally remember Mikhail Baryshnikov was in a movie. I didn't remember that Lionel Richie was in it, but...
He's not in it. This song is in it.
I don't even remember what it was about.
I remember he was on Sex and the City as Carrie's boyfriend.
Mikhail Baryshnikov was?
Yes, and he was not kind to her.
Oh, right.
Oh, he played like a billionaire guy.
He was still an artist of some kind, maybe a dancer, whatever, but he hit her a couple times.
Oh.
Like, bastard.
She went back home.
Oh, boy.
Okay, caller 9?
Yeah, caller 9 for Lionel Richie tickets. He's at the Frost Amphitheater in Palo Alto on August 24th. Oh, right around the corner. Tickets are on sale right now at AXS.com. AXS.com.
By the way, it's an awful movie. I don't recommend it.
I don't remember anything about it. I just remember he was in one. All right, Celebrity Trash is brought to you by Rebel, R-E-B-B-L. Good for them spending their budget over here. It works. Radio advertising. Ask any one of our sponsors. Ask Rebel. Soulfully crafted, plant-based, super herb beverages. Rebel, R-E-B-B-L. They got to send us some drinks. I want to taste
them. It'd be nice.
They should.
Help us, you know.
Their beverages. Like, is there an easier way to say that? Like, soul drinks or, you know, something. It's just so many words and beverages at the end. Anyway, Rebel, thanks. Welcome. Shorten up your tag there. after 8 blissful months of marriage, of matrimonial harmony, 8 of them, we have a big breakup. So this is a couple that's been together for about 10 years. In fact, like maybe they got married at the 10-year mark, like someone else I know.
What are you trying to do?
Just trying to say, don't let this happen to you. Be careful. Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth.
Oh, they were.
Splitsville.
They spent some of those 10 years apart, right?
They did. At like, least a year when she was humping microphones on stage.
Right.
It's hot. They've been married for 8 months. I think right after they got married, the fires happened last year, right around the time. Remember, like he went and rescued all her animals and.
Is this speculation that you're reporting?
No,
or
they broke
they...
up. They have said, we are broken up.
We're
it's
getting
over.
Divorced.
Yeah. Let's see. Miley's rep issued a statement that says, Liam and Miley have agreed to separate at this time. Ever evolving, changing as partners and individuals, they've decided this is what's best while they both focus on themselves and their careers. They still remain dedicated parents to all their animals that they share while lovingly taking this time apart. Please respect their process and privacy. So they met on the set of a movie called The Last Song in 2009. And they got married this past... Oh, so they got married this past December, which means that they this was after the fires. Just last month, she was taking a issue with people saying that they were falling apart. It was their 10th anniversary as a couple. And she tweeted, good to see everyone is as dumb as they were in 2009. Some things never change. And I hope the way you feel about me is one of them. You're truly. You're truly. But the rumors were true. In fact, before she even, I think that maybe she announced that they were splitting up because a bunch of photos of her making out with this chick on a boat in or at Lake Como in Italy, wherever
where are those
it was.
At?
We've got them, don't you worry. Plenty of them. The chick she's making out with is Brody Jenner's ex-wife slash girlfriend slash whatever the hell she was. They just broke up last week.
And didn't they just get married?
You know, they got married, I think, in Indonesia. And so there's what they're saying is that that was not... Or they got married somewhere where they... There's some debate as to whether the two of them were actually married.
But it was Chicks whatever it was, the ceremony was recent. Fairly yeah, recent.
Not too long ago. And they've been together, I think, a couple years. Let me see if it says exactly here. So this is Brody Jenner, Caitlyn Jenner's... son. Oh, yeah, okay. It says here, they tied the knot in 2018, so recently, in front of 50 family members and friends in an ocean view ceremony at the Nihi Sumba Resort on Sumba Island off the coast of Indonesia, where he had proposed. And it's about a year ago, and now they've quit. They gave it up. People are saying they've had issues for years. The funniest part, it's not nothing about this is funny, except that I'm totally amused by it. They both break up with their people, the two women, and they are together making out on this yacht, and the chick is so cute. Like, mm-hmm. They're adorable together. I think they're a nice couple. I hope they last forever. Here's another shot of them making out.
And, they just got broken up. They're just on the rebound. Give them a break.
So Brody Jenner's doing The Hills? Is that what it is?
Yes.
It's a remake of The Hills.
Oh, I thought that was a person.
That he's doing The Hills?
Well, I don't know. What are you...
Who's that?
Her name is Doug.
Yeah, they're doing that reboot
yeah,
thing
so,
going on.
So Brandon Lee, he's Tommy Lee's kid, uh-huh. Pam Anderson. He's on the show. Uh-huh. So as soon as this thing happens, I guess Brody puts up a picture of himself looking all pensive on the... You know, at the top of a cliff and the ocean's up behind. Yeah, he's totally in his, like, lumberjack shirt. He's so, like, Pearl Jam 1992.
That's the way he always looks.
I know. He's goofy with a little beanie hat on. And Brandon Lee writes, let's round this scandal out and post a picture of us making out. And Brody writes, watch out, Pixel Liam and I holding hands on the beach coming soon. And Miley says, hey, Brody, go take a nap in your truck and cool off. Hashtag hot girl summer. Oh, what fun.
You can't beat Miley. She's too quick, man.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sad for everyone.
Anyway.
So there's no, nothing went down. We don't have any event that caused the ultimate walk away.
I was recently reading some story about her, you know, because she says she's bi. and that she, and I guess like he had trouble coming to terms. She goes, "What do you have trouble with that? I chose you." So maybe she just decided.
I feel like they went on this girls' weekend.
Oh, these,
and I
these
swear,
two?
I saw this the other day, and I go, "Oh, Miley's with that chick that just broke up with Brand. Was it Brody?
Brody."
And I thought, "Wow, look at them partying. I wonder how her husband feels about that." And 24 hours later, it comes out that they're broken up. I thought, "Oh, she wants a party. She just wants to go out and party and do whatever she wants." And
yeah,
he wants someone at home.
Yeah.
I think I can see why you asked the question, well, why would that, you know, oh, I chose you. Well, the problem with that, though, is like, for example, I'm heterosexual. It doesn't matter that I'm around guys or that they like me. They're not an option ever. Mm-hmm. It's just not, and it doesn't mean
you're saying he's got no one he can send her off with that he trusts that she's not going to want to get in their pants.
I'm not saying
those are the whole world's a threat.
But in his own dumb head, I can see how that would be. You know what I mean?
That.
I'm
yeah,
not trying
totally.
To say that. That's just got to be the thinking. Why that would be an issue?
Yeah. We're all insecure.
That
to some
everybody,
extent.
You know, yeah. doesn't. I think it's that feeling of compromise where you find yourself the donkey on the other end of someone who's
again.
Been where you've been had.
Mm-hmm. Again.
Miley looks so cute in this photo.
Miley always looks cute.
The little black
she's
Chanel
a cutie, yeah.
bathing
she's
suit
adorable.
On.
I really like her.
Oh,
me
to have
too.
Narrow
to be honest
hips
with
like
you.
Yeah. Tiny little narrow hips.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know.
She's a little doll baby. I love her. She seems so fun. I'll go with her. Sorry,
oh,
John,
someone,
I gotta go.
510 says, on the hills, Brody's girl wants kids and he doesn't.
Oh, yeah, they did say that was maybe one of the reasons.
I read that.
Yeah.
My life is not going to be lived for someone else. I want to do what I want was like the quote. And I went, damn, dude.
Well, that's actually...
It's perfectly legit to say that. There's the reason for the breakup, but good. Rather better that than having a kid and then being all, yeah, I don't want to do all this crap.
Yeah, I didn't want this.
Because there is a lot
that
comes up.
Yeah.
Where you'll go, this is not fun.
Jason Momoa is part of the big protest for the telescope that's being built on Mauna Kea. And it's affected his shoot schedule for Aquaman 2 because he got run over by a bulldozer.
When you say run over.
I'm quoting him. That's what I'm
pushed
saying.
Pushed into and flew out or rolled over the top of his body.
It says here, sorry, Warner Brothers, we can't shoot Aquaman 2 because Jason got run over by a bulldozer trying to stop the desecration of his native land. And then all in caps, this is not happening. We're not letting you do this anymore. And enough is enough. Go somewhere else. In a follow-up post, Momoa asked fans to support the protest movement. During this time, we're trying to unite both Kanaka and Hawaii-born peoples alike to protect not only the mana, but our way of life and the greatest natural resources in Hawaii as a whole. Here's a picture of the construction site.
Today's the first I'm hearing of this.
I know.
It's weird.
Clearly well underway, Vinny. I mean, that
yeah, I think I started hearing
point.
About it maybe 2 weeks ago.
The thing about this, let me see if I can, here it is. It's called the 30-meter telescope. They're putting it up on the highest point on the state of Hawaii. It's a $1.4 billion scientific program underwritten by universities in California, Canada, China, India, and Japan. And the native people of this island are saying, you guys, no. Of course, they're well.
It's
that is
so
well
far
underway.
Along.
I
can't believe that it got to this point.
Listen to this, though. The volcano top was selected as the site of the telescope in 2009. In 2014, protesters... This is the first we're hearing of it because The Rock and Jason Momoa are making noise about
sure.
it.
Right.
2014, protesters disrupted the blessing ceremony. 2015, protesters were arrested for blocking access to the remote site, causing construction to stop. A few months later, there were more arrests and crews had to be pulled back. Hawaii Supreme Court has ruled that the construction is legal.
Have you ever been to a huge telescope?
I have.
I went to Mount Palomar, which is down south, when I was a little kid.
What, like a field trip?
Yeah, and it sparked a love for astronomy in me in a big way for a minute there. and I had the wallpaper of the moon with the Earth in the background.
That's
the moon
like
shot.
A big mural style?
Yeah, on the wall.
So,
remember those in the
like,
70s?
Absolutely. I want to get one now.
But they were everywhere.
Yeah.
I had that shot. I was super into it. Not that I want them to do this, but those big telescopes are amazing. They can...
Well, and I hate to say this, too, but the thing about being in the middle of the ocean with no light pollution at all...
Oh, right.
It would be an amazing place. Although, you also need there to be not that many clouds, which seems like they have those pretty regularly in Hawaii.
Oh, there's supposed to be a whole meteor thing going on.
Perseid. Yeah, it's the yearly... meteor shower right now.
Tonight, tomorrow night, tomorrow
next,
morning.
I think it doesn't go on for like a week.
Maybe Alden had posted something. He was.
But as soon as it gets dark, they say you can bare eyed. You don't need a telescope. You don't need anything like that. It's just you'll see little streaks going across the sky.
That's neat.
All the way across the sky. What does it mean? So Momoa, they're talking about him as Aquaman. He has contractual obligations to begin production on Aquaman 2. It's supposed to come out December 16th, 2022, which seems like a super future date, but really is right around the corner. It's crazy.
I still haven't seen the first Aquaman. Have you?
Most of the world has. I haven't. The first film grossed $1.15 billion at the worldwide box office. That Aquaman broke a billion.
Wow.
Very quietly. I did not know that. I figured that was a flop.
It was on HBO this week, and I stopped for a second and went, that looks awful.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But that's just me.
You know what I watched over the weekend?
Jason Momoa. What?
Was Shazam. Have you seen that?
I heard it's very charming and great, and how did you like it?
Out of 5 stars, I'll give it 2.5.
Oh.
Well, it's medium.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you watch it.
You sat through the whole thing,
I sat through the whole thing. It was fine.
I heard it's pretty fun.
It's fun.
That, Brandon, what's his face?
I think it was Rudy and Hooman.
Did you love it?
Oh, I didn't watch it.
You haven't even seen it. Yeah. It is.
Anywho. There's one other thing that I want to tell you about. Can I have the picture of the construction site back?
Yes.
Mike Posner. Posner? He's the guy who does, I took a pill and a Ibiza. Which, by the way, the version that we've heard, this is so not the song. Like, his original video for this, I think it's where he, isn't he doing, like, cue cards? It's like him and a guitar.
Mm-hmm.
That's the original song, which I only randomly stumbled upon as I was looking. I just didn't realize. I thought this was the, that's a remix of it that was the big hit.
Do we have the original? Probably.
I've never heard it.
Oh, I didn't even know there
it's
was.
It's like an acoustic guitar song. It's crazy. So anyway, he is in the middle of a walk across the country, 2,800 miles. He's at mile 1,800.
Why does he want to do that?
I don't know. Maybe let me see.
There's got to be something.
There has to be. Oh no, he's just chasing his dream.
To walk across the country.
He just wants to walk across it.
Let's okay, Forrest.
I know. 24 miles per day. Here it is. He was on a mission to walk across the United States on foot, releasing a new song in each state that he crossed into. So he's at mile 1800, and he was bitten by a rattlesnake. And
Where was he?
I don't know.
New Mexico?
He was in Colorado.
Oh, Colorado.
Colorado.
Yeah. His intention is to complete the journey. To Venice. Let's see. He started in New Jersey.
Oh.
And he's wanted to get to Venice in L.A.
He says, I knew walking across America was going to be dangerous. I knew I could die doing it. I still might. So don't feel sorry for me. He's 31. I'm proud I'm in this hospital after chasing my dream and not sitting on the couch watching Netflix. I'm proud of this pain.
Hey.
He shared a video.
Nothing wrong with that. Netflix, shame us. Except and not Netflix. Bravo.
Yeah. I don't want to be TV shamed. I get my ass together. I go to work every day. I don't release a song in every state that I walk through. But still.
Yeah.
So he says he shared a video of himself in which he laments the time he spent on social media while his life passes him by. He promises to focus on what really matters going forward. If I can get myself out of this broke mood, then maybe all my listeners can have hope too. He rapped from a hospital bed. I become who I am through all the S I go through. He shared a video update Saturday, showed him dressed in a hospital gown and slowly walking with the help of a walker and a nurse.
Mm.
But you're saying he was bit by a snake.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the story there?
They're not, let's see.
They're saying he was airlifted to a local hospital and was treated with anti-venom. His walk will be delayed, but yeah. He will go on.
He's saying, I have to remember how to walk. From 24 miles per day to using this walker to get to the bathroom.
I don't understand he's on a trail?
I guess. Or maybe he's walking down the road. You know, they say rattlesnakes will come out and just lay on a warm pavement.
Right. In that case, you're walking up on him. You should see that thing from, you know.
Maybe he's looking up at the sky, Vinny.
You give that thing a wide
berth. Is he alone?
Or maybe he's like, what's that? Hey.
Oh, here, I hear
hey,
a rattle.
Mr. Snake.
Let me go toward the rattle sound.
So weird.
Yeah. Was he alone?
We'll hear a song. I don't have any details about that.
Yeah.
Someone riding a sidecar next to him.
Yeah, you know, right. Someone just on a bike, circling around on the street ahead of him, you know.
How it is
when you walk with a biker.
Where's the next Motel 6? Come on.
So anyway, he's been bitten, and he says the venom is no joke.
Dang.
And there it is. It's, let's see, he still had 1,000 miles to go, so maybe they'll drop him back off there. And
we'll hear a song about that, right?
Oh, I'm sure.
Oh.
How funny. So different.
Yeah, but
they
the radio only plays the other one.
Yeah, who fixed it? Who was that?
I don't know. Maybe it was Avicii or something.
I think it was just the producer. And there's a bunch of remixes, of course, that did the fixing of it.
I mean, the tempo is twice as fast.
Yeah.
Let me hear the one we all know.
You know, they may have even just speeded it up because it sounds higher.
Well, it's the same.
On this version.
play the other one again. You follow because I made $1 million and I spent it on girls and shoes. It's the same.
It's the same.
Now that they have that digital speed up,
they keep the pitch.
They keep the pitch. Mm-hmm. So they can speed it up without it actually rolling higher.
Hmm.
Mention his name again. Lots of people are saying who you're talking about.
Mike Posner.
This guy.
This guy from the song you wouldn't recognize unless we played you the song that was the hit.
People are saying he was in a gravel road, baby snakes, well camouflaged, baby snake, baby rat, baby snake, 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 snake.
Baby snake, 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 the snake, the
and
snake.
And then someone else said that his dad recently passed away and so he felt he needed to go on a journey.
Oh. Mm.
Oh. It looks like Siai, hold on. Oh, it's two E's. Sieb did the remix.
C-E-E-B?
Must be a DJ or producer. Sieb.
S-E-E-B. Sieb.
S-E-E-B.
Well, that guy's a genius. Because he made that a great song.
Seb, maybe?
Sure.
Double O. All
right.
Sieb. Sieb, you guys. Get it together. What's coming up in the news, man?
Monday makes the news.
Yay,
also,
Monday. Oh
the
God,
latest Amazon arm. There's more.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at
97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's a sunshiny Monday. It's 7:40 in the morning. Coming up at 8 o'clock, we have tickets into the Alice Lounge with Fits and the Tantrums. It's going to be amazing.
Yes.
When they say the Alice Lounge, are they talking about
Downstairs.
Oh, that's so exciting. That's mm-hmm. so intimate.
I know. I'm going to go.
Do they just slide a different sign into the... So it's the...
They do.
Well, it's still the sponsor. Is it
Fremont Bank?
Yeah.
But they bumped the Alt 105 out of there. Yeah, and push Alice right. in. Okay.
Put the Alice one in there. Got exactly.
It. I guess it's if the cool game little... is having something, they put the game
sure.
signs in there.
Right. You know, you got to have the right signage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyway, coming up at 8 o'clock, you'll have your chance at those tickets.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Floracraft and Floracraft semi-annual sale.
Oh.
Now is the perfect time to save up to $500 on the best brands of flooring and more. Check them out at floracraft.com. Here's what's happening. There's a lot of stuff. First of all, I guess someone wrote in, Oakland is already headed back to school.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Many schools will start next week
yeah.
or in the next couple, so... Fall, here we come.
Yippity-doo-dah.
As baseball season, still over a month before the playoffs start. But right now, the Giants and A's are in the hunt.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
The Giants had a great game last night and beat the Phillies. I was actually watching that one, but chasing playoff spots. Both are baseball teams.
Great.
And football's back on.
Yeah. Did the Raiders
The
play?
Niners beat the Cowboys, and I don't know who the Raiders beat, but they beat somebody.
Good.
Good news.
Yeah.
Preseason action.
Mm-hmm. Also, the meteor shower you were just talking about, the Perseids, that tonight will be the best possible as the moon.
Tonight's the night.
Well, no, it's been on for a couple days, but they say as the moon gets more full,
uh-huh.
it will wash out the light that you'd be able to
yeah.
see. So look at it tonight.
Because the moon's just getting bigger.
Right, it will be at its best. The moon is very close to full.
The night. The brilliant, so bright.
The moon's bright light will drown out fainter meteors and leave the brighter ones less impressive during the prime viewing hours after midnight. So check it tonight if you can. Otherwise, it's
no. We'll
it's
check
only,
it in the morning at 3:45. I'm sure.
I won't even. I'll never remember.
I've stood in my driveway a few times, like when it's just like not foggy. It's really dark by my house. Yeah. I look up and I'm like, oh my god, look at the sky. That's amazing. All right, get in the car.
Right.
Go to work.
Gonna be like.
Yep.
Right.
Can't stand in the driveway for an hour.
Buses are rolling again at Transbay
oh,
Transit Center
news.
For the first time in I think a year. So
Boy.
That's good news.
Yeah.
I don't know if anyone's in the habit of you break you, you're a hat like mornings are a habit thing mm-hmm. in my opinion. Mm-hmm. So that may we'll have to wait and see if people rushed right out or
yeah.
Well, oh, that thing. Let's see how that goes for a little while
yeah.
before I jump into
I'm gonna
that.
Stick with my current situation and maybe I'll jump
As
on that.
As you know
later.
They shut that down right after shortly after opening it with some cracked beams.
Yeah. Oh, this thing's breaking. This thing we just built breaking. Oh, well.
According to a new survey, workers say they're the most productive on
Monday. Yeah.
You always say it's Tuesday, get her done Tuesday, but it's yeah. actually get her done Monday.
Oh.
Productivity goes down just a little bit every day after Monday.
Yeah. Well, maybe you feel like it's a fresh new week and I don't know. I feel like Tuesday is the day when you sort of buckle down. Because, like, Monday you had the excuse of, like, oh, I'm recovering for the weekend. But it does kind of make sense. Like, you're fresh off the weekend, you dive into whatever you got to get done, and then you're just totally out of steam by Monday afternoon.
I live in my own bubble, so I can't speak to what the average adult does. But I don't know if the average adult does what you do either, which is you completely trash your routine.
Every weekend.
Completely, you turn
completely
it upside down.
I just
stay up and sing
it's
and
It's because I'm so bitter.
And,
I'm so bitter about having to go to bed at 7:30. I just will do anything to... have it be after midnight when I go
so
to sleep.
So your Tuesday might be because you come in so trashed from your weekend.
That might be it, Vinny. Like, I just get through Mondays.
But I
They're
don't
so
know
great,
that everybody
aren't they?
Lovely.
Has to, you know, most people stay up till 11 at night.
Mm. So,
I stayed up last night till 9.
Oh my God.
Only because my dumb ass decided to wash the goose down comforter too late in the day and it was still in the dryer with tennis balls.
Oh,
oh
God, I'm so stupid.
Tennis balls that
it
kicks
helps.
Up the inside
yeah,
loft.
It helps
yeah.
push it.
Nice.
That's the recommended thing anyway. I don't huh. know.
Never heard of that. That's great.
Well,
it pulverizes it.
So
makes
there
the
I
down
was,
go.
Like,
we'll separate. We'll fluff.
Rolling it, pulling it, twisting it, pushing it back in, and I might as well watch
good.
Big Brother.
Might as well.
Catch it in real time.
Yeah. I love it.
Anyway, Monday seems like most people
yeah.
get their stuff done and taper off after that. The latest Amazon arm, as you well know, boy. They're taking over life.
As we know it.
Everywhere.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Apparently, Amazon's newest venture is opening a liquor store.
Oh, great.
And it's going to be here in San Francisco.
So it's just Amazon Liquors?
They'll use it to supply all the booze people have delivered with Prime now, but you can also go there and buy alcohol in person.
Is it one of those deals where you just walk in with your app open and then you
I don't know.
Walk back out with the thing you got? You probably have to show your ID somewhere, but they can't do that.
Mm. I imagine this is just the first as it'll spread across the country from here. But Amazon's liquor store opening in San Francisco. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's, you in?
I mean, listen, if it's conveniently located to my house, then I am in. Because I am going to go to the liquor store fairly regularly. But I guess I didn't know you could order liquor off Amazon. I don't know why I wouldn't have thought to do that. Because God knows I don't want to run out of alcohol.
Right. I think I actually looked it up one time and I couldn't do it. Maybe like a year ago.
Oh.
But so I just do DoorDash or Postmates.
Oh.
For booze, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Can't you just get that at the store?
When you go to the store, Sarah?
But you go food shopping. They have booze at the food shopping place.
So one of the problems with if you get a lot of booze, one of the problems with going back to the store too often is they give you that look like, you again?
Look, I'm having a party every day. I need all this booze.
Yeah, it's me again. What up?
I'm your best customer.
Welcome.
You should be glad to see me.
I'm keeping you having a job.
Yeah.
I'm sure they're like, no, we got plenty of people coming in every day.
So why are you judging me then?
Don't judge me, man.
Have you been to the Amazon Go store yet?
Uh-uh.
No.
There's one on battery down here a few blocks away.
Yeah, there is? Yeah. I want to do
Look
that.
Look at this. They have everything there. And supposedly you walk in with your app open and you just walk out.
You take what you want and you walk out.
What? So what do they sell there?
A bunch of food, drinks.
It's groceries, but it's other stuff
here.
Too, right?
Looks kind of like a Sevi.
Walmart or something?
Yeah.
It's like a very well-stocked Sevi with humongous aisles.
Do you have to buy in bulk?
No.
Yeah, we should walk down there.
Yeah,
this
let's walk
week.
Down there. Mm-hmm. How many blocks
Not
away?
Not today,
is it?
But no, maybe no. another day.
I can see city workers being into it.
Sure. Yeah.
Run California. In, grab a drink, whatever. Mm-hmm.
Run right back out without having to worry about it. It's crazy, the world now. It's just becoming the thing that they told us it was going to be. Like, remember they said there'll be no more cash, they'll just have a little card. Mm-hmm. And it turns out, yeah. I never have cash on me anymore.
We were like, shut up.
You know what's really weird? I so rarely have cash that when I have cash, I don't know to check that to see if I
right.
So I'll find out I have had $10 in my wallet.
It's all dusty. There's a moth in there with it.
Right. Well, I don't even remember getting this.
I know.
You won it from the game.
Oh, yeah. I probably gave it to you
all right.
a year ago.
Uh-huh. A woman in the UK recently posted on a British website for moms about an issue with another mom. That mom is throwing a 14th birthday party for her son at a go-kart track, and she's charging everyone to come.
Oh.
There's a charge. You want to come to my kid's birthday party, it'll be $82. That includes $59 for the carts and $23 for transpo. It's 80 miles round trip to and from the track. She also asked people to bring your own lunch, because that won't be provided. So the woman who posted said it feels like this is unreasonable and it's ridiculous. And you can't ask that.
You don't have to have your kid go.
That's the part I don't get. Why would you bother posting? You just tell your kid, yeah, you're not going to that.
We can't afford that. Whatever. I don't feel like making you a lunch. You know, whatever your reason is. I will say this, though. If you're throwing a birthday party, usually it's on you.
You're hosting.
You pay for the kids who are, you need
I
to get a head count.
I feel bad for her kid.
Right, because her kid has a bitch for a mom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No one's going to go.
I feel like it's so weird that people run their gripes to the internet when the easy answer is, yeah, don't go.
Yeah. Mm. They run them to the internet because they want to test the feeling.
They want support.
Or, right, exactly. They feel like.
I'm right?
I've been wronged. Back me up. And then they're always surprised when the internet goes, you're an idiot.
Oh, I'm an idiot.
Oh, it turns out it's me. You're wrong, turns out.
Some people were posting that at that price, she's probably profiting from throwing the kid's birthday party, that she's charging too much.
Yeah.
Do they also have to bring a present?
Totally.
Well, yeah, right?
Right. She's not even serving them lunch. That's a crap party.
Pizza or something, yeah.
what a lame birthday party.
By the way, I wasn't at Outside Lands, but we did talk about it a little bit earlier.
Yeah, we had a great time.
A bunch of the staff was there. Mm-hmm. The
Ellis booth was amazing.
It sounds like Paul Simon had a great closing show. Like,
right?
Really neat moment. You just can't never be recreated. You're either there or you're just...
hearing about it.
Oh, well. But I was wondering if any of you guys got to see the Weedville.
Grasslands.
Grasslands.
Vaughn leaned right in with a head nod.
It was pretty elaborate.
It was.
Vaughn's all...
Was it neat? You liked it?
It was really big.
Did it have a cloud of smoke above it, or was that like,
yeah, in the
location, no, dude, it's edibles.
In the designated area where they allow you to smoke, there's, of course, a huge plume of smoke coming from there.
What I envision is like almost like a giant hookah pipe. Just in the middle with smoke coming out of it, and everyone's got their own little hose, and they walk around it like a maypole dance.
It's just a smoking section. Everybody's smoking joints out there.
All right, anyone smoking the dreaded cigarette?
Yeah, there are some smokers, some regular cigarette smokers.
That's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Get them out of there.
But, yeah, it was really nice. There was a bunch of cool things. Like, one of the things were, hey, write your friend a postcard from Grasslands.
Oh, yeah. Tons of people were doing that. That's
you.
Right.
Oh. I was like, that's lame. And she goes, write Anita a message. And I'm like, all right, fine.
I'm like, hey, he goes Anita, and grabs one.
I'm here.
Everyone around us was doing it.
Yeah, there was like people sitting down at the table just writing letters. Yeah. I was like, hi, love you. Bye.
Well, you need something to do.
Cool. Yeah. I mean, if you're all getting high, you probably got a pretty good spirit going.
I'm just going to draw a picture. I'm feeling inspired.
Why not?
Psychedelic, man. All my words are dripping down the page.
I used to love that feeling.
Hand me the hookah hose.
I feel so happy right now. I mean, it's false happiness, but still, I really do feel so happy.
Mm. Is there any such thing as false happiness?
I'm super happy.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 707 writes, this is what happens when you stop working regularly. Yuzi just said, Brennan, what's his face? Omen.
Yeah, we're already forgetting him. You know, he's getting erased from our memory. This is just an empty chair.
I know. I look over there and his butt isn't there. So I'm like, what's his face? Human. I saw him this weekend.
That was funny. I noticed that too. I know. We all
I
saw
didn't
him
even
over
hear
the weekend.
I didn't notice it. 925 says, I thought Aquaman would be terrible, but I liked it.
I didn't see it, so I don't know if it was good or not.
I watched it. It was forgettable.
You liked it?
The world,
well, forget about
the world loved it. $1.15 billion worth of love.
Yeah, plenty of people saw it. Yeah. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
I'm going to start with the new music. I have a couple really good stories, though, including a terrible tattoo. Well, or a great tattoo, depending on if you're the one who got it or not.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.